Mr. President, the Senate will soon vote on the confirmation of Governor Sonny Perdue, the President's nominee for the United States Secretary of Agriculture. The Department of Agriculture is made up of 29 agencies, 29, and it employs nearly 100,000 men and women. They work in all 50 states and around the globe. The department provides leadership on food, agriculture, natural resources, rural development, nutrition, scientific research, and related issues that impact every American every day. And throughout our nation's history, our farmers and ranchers and business owners in rural America have survived drought and disease and floods and tornadoes and whatever else Mother Nature throws at them. Just had a big prairie fire in Kansas. Yet year after year, they produce the safest, most abundant, and affordable food and fiber supply in the world. Today, however, our producers from across the country are facing tough economic times with multiple years of low prices. These same producers now need a strong market for whatever they produce. During this critical time, Mr. President, the importance of trade for the agriculture industry cannot be overstated. We have to understand within the administration, within this Senate, and with our colleagues in the House that, yes, it is important to export things that we make, but it is also equally important to export things that we grow. And on top of all this, our farmers and ranchers and rural businesses have been burdened by regulations from agencies from across the federal government. I have heard time and time again, as my distinguished colleague who is acting as the presiding officer, that costly and hard-to-understand regulations have and are endangering the ability of our producers to even stay in business. Members of the Agriculture Committee have a lot of work to do over the next 2 years, including regulatory reform and recommending to our new secretary what he can do in that regard, but also the reauthorization of the Farm Bill. And we intend to do that work in the bipartisan fashion that has served us so well in the past. I make the statement, having the privilege of being chairman of the Agriculture Committee, that we are the least partisan committee in the Senate of the United States. And today that means a lot. And it also means to work with our distinguished ranking member, Senator Deborah Stabenow from Michigan. But now, more than ever, agriculture needs a voice, an advocate, and a champion at the highest levels of government. And Governor Perdue has been nominated to serve in exactly that role. As has been said, he is from Georgia, was raised on a farm, and practiced as a veterinarian before returning to his home county to work in the grain business. He was elected to serve in local and state government, including two terms, as the governor, the distinguished governor of the state of Georgia. During his confirmation hearing, and I want to underscore this confirmation hearing, it was unique in the Senate. There were no attacks on the nominee. The nominee knew the answers to the questions that he was going to be asked. He didn't have to be briefed. The governor demonstrated a real understanding of the challenges that now face the agriculture industry and a willingness to work together to find solutions. The Agriculture Committee received many letters in support of his nomination, including support from six former U.S. Secretaries of Agriculture representing both Republican and Democratic presidents, and another from nearly 700 organizations across the agriculture and food value chain. Last month, the Agriculture Committee voted by voice vote to report Governor Perdue's nomination to the full Senate, a voice vote. Our farmers and ranchers, pardon me, Mr. President, our farmers and ranchers, we better clear this up. Our farmers and ranchers have been long waiting for this important role to be filled. And once Governor Perdue becomes Secretary Perdue, I know he will put the needs of farmers, ranchers, and others and rural America first, and lead us in both the House and Senate to implement a productive trade policy and economic recovery in rural and small-town America. So, Mr. President, I urge my colleagues to join in bipartisan support for Sonny Perdue's confirmation as Agriculture Secretary and being the champion for farmers and ranchers and growers and consumers.